escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, here we are. Summer hours have officially begun. Welcome to your weekend on a Friday morning. Klein Alley Show K-Rock. Be in a slightly better mood because it is Friday. And for some of you that had to go back to school this week, that includes teachers and students, you really earned this weekend. Enjoy it. While you got it, lots going on all over Southern California all weekend long. And let's go ahead and give you something else to look forward to, and that is Cage the Elephant at the El Rey. Only way to get in is to win your tickets. So many people text us, hey, where can I buy those tickets? I don't see a link to buy the tickets, because there is no link. You cannot buy them. You must win your way in. It's a little thing we're doing with the band and you got to be caller 20 right now to get into that show, and then you get on the standby list to also go see a band called Oasis in New York City with Cage for a second time.
Yeah, and stop trying to offer us money for the tickets.
We would accept.
We want to, but we can't legally.
I mean, yeah, sure, you could watch the YouTube and tip, I guess, but that's not going to help you get the tickets. We've tried.
It'll help us.
Got to be caller 20. Help us feel better about selling our souls every morning here on K-Rock, but still, you got to win the tickets. That's how it goes. Yeah. So anyway, caller 20, pick you up in a second, give you the good news. This hour on the show, we're also going to get you into our endless summer barbecue happening a week from today with Royal Otis, and all you got to do is battle Johnny and a little Johnny Doesn't Know action coming up later this morning. It's already been a very eventful day. We've had the dumb off. Congratulations to Vanessa, who is Queen Dumb. She is the current reigning champion in the world of dumb, and she's not afraid to admit it. She's wearing her sash very proudly, but Johnny still will always probably be the show dummy, and he'll prove that to you coming up a little bit later for some Johnny Doesn't Know, which we'll get to later this hour.
All right. If you didn't hear it live, Vanessa's speech was very beautiful. Made me cry.
Yeah, beautiful speech. She gave little words of wisdom to all the young boys and girls that are her age that listen to the show. Gosh. Let's say hi to someone in Studio City. Is this Lil Nas X?
Woo!
This is Marisol. Good morning, Marisol.
Lil Nas X.
Welcome to K-Rock, and congratulations. You are the 20th caller. We have tickets for you to see Cage the Elephant, all right?
I'm so excited. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for starting your day with us here on K-Rock. What a thrill to call a live interactive radio show and win something.
And the thrills continue.
Yeah, the thrills continue all morning long after Incubus. Back to thrills. 3 minutes of Incubus.
Thrills.
Another couple of minutes of thrills.
And then probably
more music. Probably some commercials. Yeah. But that's just the playbook for the rest of the day.
Sprills.
Chances for you to win coming up on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. The goat line's there when we're not around. That number's 844-956-GOAT. People call with a variety of reasons. Oh, by the way, I have something to present to you in a moment, Al. You haven't seen this yet. It just came in the mail yesterday. If you're not watching on YouTube, you can watch us there as we are streaming, and you'll see what this new, exciting gift is that has come into the K-Rock studio. I think you may get emotional. It's nothing that we asked for. It's not from Blind Charlie. It's from someone else.
Oh, man.
But first, there's this message.
Just following up on how you guys were discussing how Klein is the fattest loser on the show.
Whoa. That's not what anyone said.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Klein is the biggest loser on the show, and it has nothing to do with...
Well, I think you also weigh the most.
No.
Yeah, you're the fattest now.
I'd have to hop on the scale next to Omar to decide who's the fattest, but Omar just lost it.
Because you're like 5'6 and you weigh
I'm not 5'6.
And you weigh 175, so you're poorly, my friend.
5'11 and a half.
I just lost 20 pounds bleeding out my butthole.
Yeah, you had a medical condition, so that doesn't count. That's false.
Oh, and, the scale on there?
And Allie's taking the jab!
I'm not.
So we all know what's going on there.
Just following up on how you guys were discussing how Klein is the fattest loser on the show.
Biggest loser, because I lose things. That's what we talked about.
Klein needs a purse, okay? He already has the lady pants. Now he needs a lady purse.
I don't have the lady pants anymore.
Yes, you do. They're right in there.
Yeah, those are now show pants, though. I don't use them anymore. And by the way, I would wear, if purses became socially acceptable,
now.
Yeah, but they're not. They are, but they're still very.
We call it a satchel.
They're still very.
Have
judgy.
Your little fancy boy backpack already. Your little Tamu.
I have a backpack. Omar,
a fancy
when
one.
I wear the backpack around, I feel like I'm like trying to pretend I'm a school child.
It looks like a leather quilt.
All right. So anyway, whatever. I'm not bringing anything with me anywhere, just for these reasons. Okay. Meanwhile, Al, you can't escape the goat line. You got calls on here as well.
I'm watching Entertainment Tonight, and guess who's on it? Joshua Jackson. Himself, A-star lister.
Okay.
Dawson's Creek reunion in New York, baby. Let's go.
That's right. All the Dawson's Creek cast is getting back together. And Allie thinks that's a big deal because in her world, Joshua Jackson is the world's biggest star.
Never said the world's biggest.
No bigger star than
Joshua Jackson. Hey, he's been in a lot of very successful shows, and now he's going to be in a successful movie franchise with Katie Holmes. It was big news in the Joshua Jackson world.
By the way, before we, I guess I'll present this to you now. This came in the mail yesterday. If you remember recently, we got a few nice articles written about the show recently. Most of the articles when we started here were just about how terrible the show was and how K-Rock was dead and we were basically the final nail in the coffin and it didn't make us feel great, but whatever. And then recently, some of the very same people that actually wrote the bad things have now changed their tune. And they said, you know what? I didn't give the show a chance. I was mad at all this stuff. They sent us this yesterday. This just came here. Look at this. This is the cover of
butt
the...
or ass plug.
This is the That's cover
right.
of the butt or ass plug monthly. this is the cover of the OC Music News with the article, Klein Alley Show. I was right about K-Rock's Klein Alley Show. The article written by Jimmy
Alvarez.
Who said that he was one of the early guys that believed that this show was going to be great and that no one liked it and he was going to get in early and say it's going to be a good show. He wrote a follow-up piece, very nice piece about us, and they just gave us the oversized cover with our buddy from Sublime on there as well, so we can go ahead and cover Allie's disgusting face with that.
Yay!
Thank you, Jimmy.
That's all I wanted. That's the only reason I was trying to be successful with the show just to get that covered up.
Now we have the cover of this magazine, and I don't know in the world of magazines what matters anymore, but I'm sure there is not one more important publication on the planet than the OC Music News from August 2025. I think it is. It's a giant cover. Sublime on the front and an article about the show. And what else is in that issue? Let's see. Warped Tour, Electrifies Long Beach.
New music from the Deftones at Dia de los Duet Deftones.
That just finally came out, and then there's a barcode there. So clearly this is a big issue, and we're thrilled to be a part of it. And if you want to include us in your bathing suit edition, your swimsuit edition, Allie would love.
Oh, that would be cool.
Now that Allie's all jabbed up!
I'm not
get her in
not
the
doing the jab.
She's taking the jab. We all know it.
Took my jab.
We all know you're taking the jab, all right?
I would happily admit if I was.
Blind Charlie would like to tell us two things. One is that he has scientific proof that coming on the air with us is actually a thrill. Explain yourself, please, Blind Charlie.
Well, when I'm hooked up to dialysis, they've got the blood pressure cuff on me, monitoring me 24-7.
7 kind of situation. And when I checked in, I was at 110 over 65 as my blood pressure. And then after talking to you guys, they were like, your blood pressure is way up. And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, oh, you're at 140 over 80 now. And that was after talking to you guys.
So there's a scientific proof that actually coming on the air with us is, I don't know if it's good or bad, but it is technically a thrill. And it will
spike your
adrenaline or something.
Yeah, to listen to Allie and Fluffy.
So there, how dare you. Because you're not sharing the jab. That's why. All right. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. We got to take a break.
So you start skinny shaming everyone.
When we get back, we would like to invite you to join us for the Klein Alley Show, Endless Summer Barbecue. These endless summer hours never seem to end. Why should summer end? We're going to do a barbecue
Klein
a week
stomach
from today.
Also never ending.
Never ending. Keeps going. That's why we're doing the barbecue. Feed me. That's what I say. So if you'd like to join us, Royal Otis will be here.
Hey, it's Royal Otis.
And that is a grill. Making meats. Give you some meat sweats to go with your summer sweats. And all you got to do is get on the phone now. We'll play some Johnny Doesn't Know next. And everyone who gets theirs right could end up at our summer barbecue a week from today. We'll do that after this quick break. Call now to play 800-520-1067. Johnny Doesn't Know next on...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, and a week from today, we're going to be barbecuing with Royal Otis. It's the Klein Alley Show Endless Summer Barbecue. We had to earn it by proving that we are physically fit, at least as physically fit as a 9-year-old boy. We've done our job, so now we get to have a barbecue, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you should probably listen to more of the show. Right now, though, Postmaster Johnny has entered the studio. He was not a participant in the Dumb Off Finals today. It was Allie and Vanessa. Vanessa is currently wearing the Sash of Stupidity. And Johnny gets to just be in here for a regular round of Johnny Doesn't Know.
Johnny Doesn't Know.
On it. And I was like, okay.
Oh, Johnny Doesn't Know.
I didn't know Vegas was like in Nevada for like a while.
Johnny Doesn't Know. Johnny Doesn't Know.
Gelato sounds like Jell-O.
Johnny Doesn't Know.
It like goes wiggle, 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 wiggles.
Yeah, a lot of stuff to give you for this Johnny Doesn't Know. One of you is going to win your way into our barbecue, which is pretty exciting. Everyone else who gets to battle Johnny, whether you are right or wrong, we're going to give you some tickets to go to Blade Runner Live. We got those. We haven't been giving those away this week as much as we were supposed to, so we got a lot extra. So we'll get you into that. It's not happening until January, but you'll be as good as in. So everyone who gets through gets those tickets, and then one of you. We will pick at random if you are correct, of course. And you get to potentially come to our barbecue a week from today. All you have to do is predict, will Johnny know the answer, yes or no? All right, these are simple questions, way easier than the questions we had during the Dumb Off.
No tricks in these questions,
tricks.
Just basic facts?
Basic knowledge that anyone who's lived on this planet more than 10, 12 years should have picked up along the way. Johnny, you feeling good today?
I'm feeling amazing. It's
great. Let's say hi to Stephanie. Baddies always come out for Johnny. You can watch us as we do this live. If you've ever seen a man's head explode on live YouTube, you can watch us right now. We're streaming in Encino, California. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
All right, first question, sweet dibs for Johnny, is and all you have to do is predict, will he or will he not know the answer to this? What planet is oftentimes known as the blue planet. Will Johnny know this, yes or no, Stephanie?
No.
Okay, Johnny. A lot of planets. I'm sure you could name most of them.
Perfect. Am I gay? The truth is yes.
Okay, not the question, but thank you for sharing. Appreciate that. Is that the drop you were hoping for that Omar would play over and over again?
I actually really like it. I'm excited. I got excited when I heard my drop in the song today. I was like, yes, finally, Omar plays a drop of me, dude.
All I had to do was be gay.
Be gay. That's all it took.
Johnny, there's the planet known as the blue planet. Obviously, if I said the red planet, I think you would know that one. That's pretty well known. But do you know what planet is known as the blue planet? Stephanie says you will not.
Well, when you said the red planet, I immediately thought of Russia during the space race in the 60s because I was like, oh, that's probably Russian talk for like our space program. But I'm going to say the blue planet.
What?
Remember that?
I don't know where we just went. I'm so confused.
I feel like we went to another planet mentally.
We went to we actually did just travel to a planet.
Well, you just said the red planet right now.
Yeah, but you thought Russia was a planet?
Well, no. I mean, I thought that was a code term used for their space program in the 60s.
Oh, like they're just like red planet.
The red planet. Let me just hold on. The question is, what is the blue planet? But do you know what the red planet is?
Mercury?
Okay.
Mercury Insurance?
So I thought that one was
Mercury Insurance.
They're red. Their logo's red. Red Planet,
that
right?
Is true.
You got it right.
That
is true. The red planet is Mars. I didn't even think to ask that because it's too easy. So I just stayed away from that one.
Wait, what's the question? Are we still
on the
same question?
Is what is the blue planet? What planet is known as the blue planet?
Do you remember that video game system?
No, just give me the goddamn planet.
Let me explain. Okay. Blue. Oh, Saturn. I'm sorry, Saturn.
Wow.
Right. No, Saturn's yellow,
Stephanie, you said he would not know, and clearly he does not know.
We're the blue planet. Earth is the blue planet.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are. Too late. But you said Saturn. Yes, we are the blue planet.
Oh, never mind.
You're
okay.
On it right now.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Stephanie. I'm so sorry.
Yay.
Hold on. It's the only way to react in a situation like that. All right, moving
on. What color do you think Mercury is?
I just said Mercury's red, like the insurance.
Go to question number two. Johnny, what two cards would you need to be dealt to get blackjack? Now, I don't know if Johnny gambles.
Not at all.
But I feel like this is impossible to not know, but I also kind of feel like you won't know this one. And we say hi to Yaya in North Hollywood. Please don't say your name is Steve after I just did that. Hi, Yaya.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Did Klein get that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
First name, Yaya. Last name, whatever.
No way.
All right. Let's get the next caller then.
That's
Come
a belief, sir.
Okay.
Miss whatever.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Damn.
Yeah. All you have to do is not tell us jokes. You just have to listen to Johnny. And will Johnny know the answer to what cards do you need to be dealt to get a blackjack? Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
I don't think he'll know.
Yeah, I kind of don't either. Johnny, what cards do you need to be dealt to get a blackjack?
The truth is, I don't play cards. I just play Go Fish if I had to play cards. So I'm just going to say King and Spade.
King and Spade?
Yeah, like David Spade, but Ace of Spades.
King and Spade are your guesses?
I don't know cards. I just say Spade.
But you said Spade and you said Ace of Spades.
Yeah. Is that the same thing?
Yes, it did.
All right. Whatever. He didn't know. Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
What is the answer, though?
Okay.
It's an ace and a face or an ace and a 10. But, I mean, you could go traditional blackjack. I guess you have to have a blackjack. But regardless, I was looking for any combination of an ace. And, I mean, there's a lot of answers that are right. What you said was not.
Well, you just said a suit,
which is
the spade. Okay. But then you did say ace at one point, but I don't think you knew what you were saying.
Not at all. No.
No, he did not know. Yeah. So, all right. Wow, I'm shocked.
That's a toughie right there.
That's not.
I don't know gambling stuff.
Not toughie. It's not a toughie.
Yeah.
Could you think of one other way to get 21? It's not your question. But
Joker.
No.
That's like the wrong instance.
Sorry.
Jose.
Joker. It could be anything. It could be 21.
That's true.
That's true. Isn't that true?
And they don't have goddamn
jokers.
Yeah. All right. Jose, welcome to K-Rock. Good morning. It's Johnny. That's no time. And it's summer hour, so we've stopped trying, but we're here anyway. Here we go. In Greek mythology, who is the king of the gods? Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
Oh, man.
Was that an all-man no, real quick, or?
Yes, that's a yes. It's a yes.
He will know.
He will know.
Oh, he will know with confidence. Johnny, Greek mythology, who is the king of the gods?
I'm going to say Zeus.
Wow. Whoa,
Zeus.
Johnny. Johnny got
that.
Got
you, baby.
Jose, look at everyone is predicting.
I got you.
He doesn't know the red planet, but he knows about Zeus.
Yep.
How do you know that?
Remember the Hercules movie, the Disney one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Zeus.
How you know.
I will go the distance.
All right. Let me say hi to, let's go, Daniel, Los Angeles. Up for grabs. Someone's going to be hanging out with us, eating meat week from today, Royal Lotus. K-Rock's Endless Summer Barbecue. Royal Lotus just dropped a new album.
Yep.
Everyone's buzzy about Royal Lotus. It's an honor to get them to do our barbecue for us, and hopefully you'll be there as well. Daniel, you ready to go?
Yeah, let's go. So
all right, well, Johnny, know the answer to this. George Orwell wrote a book about what year? Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
Especially my favorite book. I must say no, just by default.
By default, going to say no. Johnny is scratching his chin right now. It's this guy's favorite year and favorite book, excuse me. And Johnny, the question is, George Orwell wrote a book about what year?
Okay. Thank you, because you just tipped me off to the right answer. 1984.
How did I tip you off the right answer?
Because you said it was my favorite year, and I love everything about the 80s.
I didn't say it was your favorite year. I said it was Daniel's favorite year.
No.
But anyway, all right, Daniel.
1984.
Daniel did predict you would not know, and you got it right, so I'm sorry, Daniel. We have to say goodbye to you, but at least give him some...
Did you know that that was a book?
Oh, we had to read it sophomore year of high school. I cheated on that book. I didn't read a single word of that book. I used Cliff Notes, and I cheated on all my tests for that,
too. Remember Cliff Notes?
Yes.
Those were so helpful.
The best.
We give one final person a chance right now, and then this game comes to an end as we learn inside of Johnny's brain, or at least get to peer inside of it for just a bit. And by the way, if you're listening, he is not the dumbest one on the show.
That's true.
He's not wearing the sash or stupid for the first time in 3 years,
yep.
Yet he's still saying everything that you are hearing right now. All right, let's say hi to Amber. Amber, this is the final question. One way or another, everyone who got on the air, I think we're going to give you some tickets to, what do we got, Blade Runner Live. We'll be going to that. Someone's going to get to go to our barbecue as well. All right, Johnny.
Come on.
Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's so checked out, bro. He's so out of it. He's just like, bro, let's get through this already.
Will Johnny know?
Yes.
What is a haiku? Yes or no?
No.
All right, Johnny. She says no. Johnny, what is a haiku?
Again, back to English class. I had the greatest teacher freshman year. A haiku is a Japanese short poem.
Love it.
But exactly, there's a very specific...
You want me to give you a haiku?
Syllables. No,
there's a specific thing that makes it a haiku.
Good Lord. I don't know that. I honestly, I don't know that. I'm not a poem guy. I'm a man.
No, you look like a poem guy.
I'm not a poem guy. I'm a man.
I'm a man. I don't know. Poems?
I'm a boy.
Johnny, but a haiku, there's something that really, really, to be officially be a haiku, yes, you're right. It is a Japanese form of poetry, but it has to be.
You got the answer right. Yeah. Okay, I can, well, if you want an example, let's see. Tickery dickery dock, the mouse ran up the clock.
Holy crap.
Omar, you still want to say he got the answer right?
Wait,
can we just stop for a second and
say... Is this your example?
He said...
You think that that's a haiku?
Do you think that's Japanese?
First of all, can we...
I don't know.
First of all, he started with tickery dickery. He didn't even get the first
what
word of that
it's
one
tickery,
right.
What is tickery? Tickery, like the clock tick, tick, tick. Tickery dickery
okay.
Dock.
God damn it.
What is the what?
Johnny, give me
I got it right.
Give me another example of a haiku. I don't want to yuck your yum. You're doing so great.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Oh, no.
The mouse. Tiger.
Right. All right. This is very offensive.
What is this?
I'm going to say that she was right in predicting he wouldn't know. And yes, he did get kind of the answer right, but also
he knew what it was.
I got
but,
the answer. But wait, what's a haiku?
You're doing them. Do another one. You're crushing them.
Happy birthday to you.
That doesn't even rhyme.
That's a haiku?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't...
575.
Oh, angel numbers, like 444?
No.
9/11? I don't know.
It's offensive
Johnny,
to the whole country.
575.
What about 575? Like the airplane?
No, the amount of syllables.
575. 575. Four syllables?
You got it.
Why did you go?
What is going on? What is this question?
All right, Allie. A lot of people predicted correctly today. Who's going to be joining us for some summer barbecue a week from today? endless
the
summer.
OG Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, congrats. You were the first one to get it right, woo, and we will see you. You'll be joining us next week. Come hungry, no lamos, bring a friend, and we will see you for a good time.
I will.
All right, beautiful. Hang tight.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's
you
right. Love
You're
you.
Awesome.
All right, there we go. That's a K-Rock Klein Alley show. Thanks for that, Four Non-Blondes. K-Rock, Klein Alley show coming to an end for now, but fear not. I see that slugger walking through the hall, so he'll be in here in just a few moments to give you more tickets for Cage the Elephant. Win them all day. And then Monday morning, answer our call if we call you, because we're giving you the good news that you're packing your bags and going to New York to see Oasis and Cage the Elephant. If you're still waiting on those Oasis tickets for the show happening here in Southern California, don't fear. We'll have some of those for you as well, I'm sure. And next week, we've got all sorts of other stuff to give you. Primarily get you into our barbecue with Royal Otis happening on Friday. But we bring other presents all next week. And all you got to do is keep listening. Thanks for downloading the podcast. Perhaps you're checking out the YouTube for the very first time. Some new people checking in today. Thank you for spreading the word to help us grow the show. And we need you, or else we got nothing.
Yep.
By the way, someone wanted to let us know before we get takeaways and get out of here. Good morning, Allie. This is from 323. I just want you to know that ever since you did your butt test, I officially have switched over to the Charmin Ultra Soft. Allie did claim that she was able to do a blind toilet paper test, and we gave her multiple different brands.
And I was able to correctly identify the Charmin.
She did identify her brand, but she also did clog.
I did some wrong.
Well, you also clogged the entire plumbing here at K-Rock that day, and then it got brought up in the big company meeting because the pipes were clogged up.
That is true.
That was an embarrassing moment, but somehow still not the most embarrassing thing that's happened around
Thanks
here.
Thanks for the refresher.
And just for new listeners, I want them to know exactly what they've missed. All right, let's do some takeaways from today's show, and then the weekend song, the official anthem of all good things about the weekend. But first, takeaways. What do we got?
818, my takeaway is Mary's father's daughter was who?
That's right. That was his fifth daughter. Who?
774, my takeaway is be wrong with confidence. Yeah. 909, my takeaway is, did you get the jab? Did you get the jab?
Yeah, we all Allie got the jab. We all know that. Allie definitely got the jab.
310, my takeaway is Jake has fleas and ants. 424, my takeaway is 9/11 is a haiku. 707, it helps to continue conversations on a first date. And 310, my takeaway is fish wear costumes. Fish costumes.
That's right. That's
I meant to say skin.
Hey, Vanessa. I think you earned that sash proudly. And as the dumbest person on the show,
you get a lifetime supply of chicken.
You have the sash to prove it. But thank you for coming here and wearing that sash proudly. And for the next year, until we do another dumb off, you will be the owner of that sash. And then you'll be able to wear that out in public all weekend. What are you doing this weekend? Are you going to rollerblade with the sash on? Or how's that going to look?
No, I would lose it. Honestly, I think I'm getting a cold. So I don't know.
Yeah, Johnny sounded all sick too in there. There's something
I think
going on.
Hey, I think it's just allergies.
No, it's not. It's all these kids got back to school and they all just germed each
Vanessa's
other up.
Vanessa's a kid. She just got back to school and now she's spreading.
Yeah, she got me sick.
Yeah, Vanessa gave me pinworms yesterday.
She brought in a bunch of Kleenex earlier. Yeah. She was like, we're
maybe
all
you guys have lice instead of fleas.
Yeah, Vanessa's spreading it around.
Man. It's
avoid the children's. They got all the grossness now, all right?
I have no lice.
You have no...
wait, how do you... Wait.
No, the show's over. Show's over. Allie, what's your takeaway?
My takeaway is Moist Joyce is a starter issue.
Yeah, that was crazy. That guy said, do not drive that car. The sweet sounds of Moist Joyce revving up her engine. Jake, you got a takeaway?
Yeah, Lil Nas should come out with a brand of reflective underwear.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Totally.
Guy doesn't want to get hit by a car. He's got that good look going for him. Someone suggested Blind Charlie start wearing the parking cone on his head because then he wouldn't get hit and he doesn't need the, it doesn't matter if it blocks his vision. It's a good idea. Blind Charlie, wear the parking cone on the head. It's a good look for you. Omar, you got a takeaway?
My takeaway is if you take Jake out for drinks, you better buy all the drinks.
Yeah, if you don't buy every drink
for
Jake has,
birthday.
He doesn't appreciate it. Your birthday was a month ago. Let it go.
I hadn't seen him since then. He said birthday drinks.
If I invited somebody out for a drink for their birthday, I would buy them a drink for their birthday.
What did you expect?
A couple.
Here's your weekend song. We wrap up the show with this every single week. Thank you. Crystal Method for making this the official anthem of the weekend. We greatly appreciate that. Yes, I'm on the vocals. Don't hold it against us. Here we go. Omar will add sound effects to make it even better, and we'll do it again next week. And if you need us in the meantime, the GOAT line's open for you now. 844-956-GOAT. Bye.
Da gay.
Come on, Jesus.
Hey, bitch.
Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday.
Come on.
Thursday. Forget that noise.
Ow.
Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the
weekend?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, we're sad. Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
Ah, yay.
Come here, chicken.
You never call.
I'm with you, Hitler.
Nothing at all. Sleeping, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look. Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go. No.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go. Totally.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Ah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go. Titi Kaga.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.